رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila again. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, in this silsila, in this program, as you know, we are discussing the imams from the silsila Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya. We're talking about their blessed life and who these people were and their contribution towards our beautiful deen. In the previous silsila, we talked about the first imam of this silsila, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he is the imam of all the prophets of Allah, Imamul Anbiya, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in today's silsila, we're going to talk about the second imam of the silsila, and the second imam, the poem that comes in the Shajra Sharif, it is Mushkile Halkar Shahe Mushkil Kushake Vasite. Yani we are asking Allah Azza wa Jal for the wasila of Sayyiduna Ali Karam Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Mushkile Halkar Shahe Mushkil Kusha Ke Vasite. Mushkil Kusha was a title that was given to Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali Karam Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. So in this Shajra, when we read Mushkile Halkar Shahe Mushkil Kusha Ke Vasite, then what we are saying is that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, remove all my problems for the sake of the one who removes all the problems. And obviously, you know, we say that is a wasila that we take of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. As you know, my dear Islamic brothers, all these Buzurgani Deen rahimahumullah and all the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram and all the awliya Allah, we take the wasila from them. As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu taqullaha wa batahu ilayhi wasila. Or those who believe, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and seek wasila from in His court. So this is what we are doing. We are seeking wasila. And in the previous silsilas, we also discussed that how it is permissible to seek wasila from the pious people, from the prophets of Allah. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to talk about the life and the works of Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his name was Ali, and he was also known as Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab, and his titles that were given to him are Murtaza, Asadullah, Hadre Qarrar, he's also known as Sher-e-Huda, he's also known as Mushkil Kusha. So all these were some of the titles that were given to Hazrat Ali Karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. As you know that one of the beautiful titles he was given by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Lion of Allah, Asadullah, the Lion of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, why was he given this title? Subhanallah, it is because of his bravery and because of his love for Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father's name was Abu Talib and the grandfather was Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in this case, Abu Talib is the uncle, the cha-cha of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His mother's name was Fatima binti Asad bin Hashim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Hazrat Sayyida Fatima binti Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his cloak, his chadar as a coffin to her. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first he laid in the grave himself, and then he laid her into the grave. Now obviously, subhanallah, where the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has touched, that place, subhanallah, is full of blessings. That is why the scholars, they say, that where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's Rozai Park is today, the blessed green dome where we see, inside that green dome is a small room that used to be the house of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. That is where our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is buried. That is the blessed chambers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the scholars unanimously, they all agree that that place where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's blessed body is touching that ground is the most sacred place in the whole universe. It is even sacred than the Arsh and the Loha, the Kursi. It is sacred than the Kaaba as well. Why? Because it is the resting place of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Now, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the womb of his mother. Then she used to see astonishing dreams. She says that when I was pregnant with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, some bright people, yani luminous, nurani chehre wale, came to me and gave me glad tidings. And for as long as he was in my womb, I felt very different. His birth occurred 30 years after the incident of Ashabi al-Fil, that when we learn our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you can remember in the previous silsila, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born 55 days after the incident of Ashabi al-Fil. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born 30 years after the incident of Ashabi al-Fil. So in this way, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is 29 and a half years, or you can say 30 years younger than the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As you know that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's father Abu Talib was the uncle of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So they were both cousin brothers. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his mother, she says that when he was born, he did not drink milk for 3 days. And this caused great sadness in my house. This message reached to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived and took Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his blessed arms and showed great love to him. He then placed his tongue in the mouth of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu started to suckle the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then he started to drink milk. He said that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 5 years old. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam kept him at his blessed home and took care of him. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepts Islam at a very young age when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood. And at that time, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu would be about 10 or 11 years old. And when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam announced prophethood, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they both accepted Islam. And amongst the children, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he invited Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu towards Islam, and he accepted happily, because obviously he knew who the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. He knew that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was always truthful. He knew about the character, he knew people around him, how they thought of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the beautiful seerah of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that even his own enemies would call him as-sadiq al-ameen. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so therefore he was one of the youngest person, or the first youngest person to accept Islam. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes in Ihya ul-Ulum about the incident that happened, the waqia at the time of hijrat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal, he ordered the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to migrate to Medina. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he migrated to Medina, but before he went, he asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to sleep in his bed. Subhanallah. What a beautiful qismat that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sleeping in the bed of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why? What was the reason? That people have given their belongings to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Ali, in the morning, give all the belongings back to the people, and then you can come for hijrah and do hijrah to Medina. And people asked him that, Oh Ali, have you ever feared death? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I was not fearful of death at that night when I spent that night in the bed of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because I knew that I would not die because I am going to join the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Medina. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very, very knowledgeable. That is why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door of the city of knowledge. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his character, he was a very, very kind-hearted and a very generous person. He never caused pain to anyone. If someone committed an error, he explained to him with great kindness and love. Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very exalted, brave, truthful, soft-hearted and kind. And the desire to help the poor flowed in him like the huge waves of the sea. He used to travel far away from home to assist the sick people, the old, the poor, the orphans, the crippled, and those people who were in need. My dear Islam brothers, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a shaheed, he was martyred. And it's a very painful event, and three Kharijis, they planned to martyr Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the same day. These traitors planned to attack these Sahaba-i Kiram alayhim ul-Ridwan on the 17th of Ramadan, the 40th of Hijri. Early that morning, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu awoke and told Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he had seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. And he said, I told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I had attained no comfort from his ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I should curse the tyrants. And I made this dua that, O Allah, take me away from these people and put me amongst the better people and put such a person in my place who will be very bad for them. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was still talking to Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu when the muazzin announced the time for salah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu walked towards the masjid for salah, and as he entered the masjid, Ibn al-Muljim, the cursed one, came from behind a pillar and struck Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu on his blessed face with a sword that was dipped and in poison. The people in the masjid arrested him and brought him before Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, imprison him, but make a soft bed for him and give him good food. If I survive, then I have the right to forgive him or take revenge from him what he has done. And if I pass away, then kill him also. Hazrat Ali, karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem, because of his wounds, passed away on the 21st of Ramadan from the severe injury caused by the attack on him. He passed away at the age of 63. And I just want to mention this beautiful final advice of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He called Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and he said to both of his sons, I advise you to remain pious and do not wish for the world even if it wishes for you. And if you lose any worldly belongings, then do not cry over it. Have mercy on the orphans and help the weak. He then read the kalima and his soul traveled from this mundane world into the height of the hereafter. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. My dear Islam brothers, subhanallah, this was a brief biography of Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, who is the second imam of the Qadri Razavi Attari silsila. May Allah ta'ala shower blessings upon his soul and may Allah ta'ala forgive our sins for his day. Inshallah, until our next silsila, when we will talk about the third imam of our silsila. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.